Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Tuesday, as we have items sent to us from the Park County Sheriff's Office covering activity from earlier last week. They include miscellaneous assistance on Highway 120. Vehicle is barely off the road. No one around. So it's barely on the road. So, or barely off. So, property damage. Fence. There are tire tracks leading to her fence. And her fence is damaged. I'm guessing a vehicle may have done it with tires. So, I'm no detective.
Can't get one past you.
Yeah. Assist other agency. There's a vehicle parked on the opposite side of the vehicle and a bad spot. It's a bad spot. This person is the spot police, I guess, so knows better. Traffic stop on milepost 51, Matizzi. Driver warned for failure to stop before entering the roadway. Just, okay, I'm heading out.
Here I come. Good luck, everybody.
Better get out of my way. So, let's see. Vehicle versus deer. Motor vehicle crash in Clark. RPN's way to work came up on a crash.
Ah.
No one in or around the vehicle. Windows frosted up. North of the Fish Hatchery Road past midnight. Looks like the vehicle has been at the location overnight. Front end damage. Vehicle may have hit an electrical box. Vehicle struck a wooden fence. Dirt track on the highway. Dirt track. Oh, there's a dirt track on the highway. Disposition CK. So, car crashed into an electrical box, took out part of a fence, parked on the highway, got up and left.
Mm-hmm.
So, going home. So,
well, and sometimes, I'm not saying every time, but a lot of times might be drunky behind the wheel.
Yeah, they don't want to confront cops with alcohol on their breath.
I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistant, Road 13 in Powell. RP said the listed female left the halfway house walking toward Cody. Disposition information. I'm leaving.
That's why they put those halfway houses out in the county.
Yeah.
Makes it hard to leave.
Littering at the dog pond. RP advised someone dumped trash on his property. Disposition CK. So, dog pond just over by the radio station over here. And... yeah, some people feel that it is a great place to dump stuff. Why? So, because I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Let's make it someone else's problem.
Yeah. Suspicious activity. Road 9, a white GMC pickup. Missing left front bumper. Missing setting in an odd location after hours. Disposition referred to other agency. Oh, it's an odd location, Russ.
Was it parked on the roof?
I don't know.
That would be odd.
That's a weird location. Domestic. Bronco Lane in Meteetse. Ex threatened to kill her and her son via the phone. Says he's in the area watching her.
Ouch.
Disposition. Unable to assist.
What?
So, you'd think that maybe the cops would call this guy up. So, but he's at least threatening via the phone line. So.
He's old school.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance. Campfire Lane. Vehicle parked off the road near Campfire Lane. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. What they do on Campfire Lane, Russ? They camp!
And built fires.
Yeah.
A lot of weird parking problems.
Yeah,
today.
I don't know. People just leaving their vehicles and stuff. Yeah. So, let's see. Property damage, Nez Pierce Drive. RP says that her kids' property damage. Disposition, assistance, Kevin.
Hmm.
So, kids got property too, Russ.
Well, these days, who knows? It could be an expensive smartphone or something.
Yeah. Animal on the roadway, County Road 6UU. There's some bulls on the road. Unknown if they're still there. Just drove by. Bull looked at her.
I'm calling the cops.
Harassment. Lane 11 and a half. RP advised being harassed. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Is that at the radio station, Russ?
Could be.
Oh, have you been?
Hold on.
What'd you do over there? You fall down?
The dog did.
The dog fell down?
Pulled my headphones out, yeah.
It's just like a circus in here. Sit, Loki, sit.
Yeah, all I heard was clump and then some feedback, and it's like Russ is hitting his security alert. I'm falling.
It's okay, I can get up.
Road hazard blockage, Highway 294. RP says there's a bunch of gated pipe that's been blown into the road at this position. Assistance given. I'm guessing the farmer in that area, it's his. So,
yeah. Good call.
Road hazard blockage, lane 9. RP states there's a tree blown in the road. A truck could possibly get it off the road. Disposition, assistance given. I just don't have one.
Thanks, helper.
Road hazard blockage, lane 18. Large tree limb in the middle of the road. Said the bus had trouble getting around it. Disposition referred to other agency. So I guess the wind was blowing in the Big One Basin.
A little bit.
Harassment, road 6. RP advised being harassed on social media. Would like to speak to a deputy. Disposition unable to assist. Have you tried not going on to social media?
What?
Yeah. And then the group that he's a part of is harassmenow.com. That's the one he's on.
They give him suggestions. You know, yeah, I'll stay off social media. You're not my mom. You can't tell me.
Safety hazard, lane 9, low-hanging power line. Garland Light and Power notified to check it. Line belongs to CenturyLink, referred to other agencies. So not a power line, Russ.
Okay.
It's best to avoid all lines anyway. So.
Just as a general rule, yes.
Yeah. Fraud-related, Minnesota lane. There's a whole bunch of Norwegians on Minnesota Lane. You go over there.
Go and get some lutefisk.
Yeah, and not one of the people on Minnesota Lane could hit a field goal if their life depended on it. Couldn't do it.
Ooh, a Viking sting.
RP says she tried to buy a saddle from someone on Facebook. She gave them money but didn't get the saddle. Because there's no place in Wyoming to buy a saddle, Russ. You can't. None.
Yeah, they're hard to find.
Yeah. Property found, road 7. RP found a trampoline in his field. What are the cows up to?
And it's from Clark.
Black in color. Appears to have blown in during the storm last night. Well, thank you, Columbo. How'd you figure that one out?
You sure the cows didn't figure out how to call Amazon?
Yeah, so.
Get overnight delivery?
Yeah, the cow, it's got a little shaken milk. They've been on the trampoline for a while. Working off.
Give them this chocolate bar. I want chocolate milk.
Fraud-related, Trotter Road, RP says she believes that she is being sent a fraudulent check via a Facebook transaction. Assistance given. So,
buyer beware.
People are just...
Especially on Facebook.
People are just stupid, right? Stupid.
Yeah.
So, assist other agency, 32nd Street. RP says when she came home, she had heard a female voice screaming, "Help me, he is beating me up." RP says it was coming west of her house, unknown exact location. Assistance given. Didn't say anybody was beaten up or anything.
Hmm.
Oh, sometimes TVs and video games, you get people calling cops on that, but I don't know. Animal on roadway, Highway 294. 20 head of cattle on the road, heading toward the highway. How do you know?
They heard there was a trampoline.
They're going to go get in line.
It's my turn.
Then you get cows around the side that are spotters, too.
Yeah.
Make sure to check. Banned vehicle, lane 5. Vehicle unoccupied, off the road. We'll check back on it later. Disposition informational. So, let's see. Miscellaneous assistance. Officers initiate activity, Highway 120, Meteetse. Disabled white Humvee. Owner got it removed. Deputy assisted with traffic control. Go around. Nothing to see here.
Move along.
Stop your rubbernecking. Traffic complaint. Threats, Franklin Street, Meteetse. RP advised that her neighbor drove by, threatened her while she was out walking the dog. Disposition existence, Kevin.
Sounds like a great neighbor.
I know. Get a lot of activity going on in Meteetse,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
No, they just don't like each other in Meteetse. Hmm. So, trespass complaint. Rocking D Ranch. RP says that the added individual drove over his property, which he didn't have permission to be on, in order to hunt. He said in doing so, he damaged his grass. Would like to speak to a deputy. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So, theft. County Road 1AB. RP missing 8 cows. Disposition. C case. And
check,
again.
Check the trampoline.
Check the trampoline. Yeah. So, assist other agency. Assisting with a rollover. No injuries reported on lane 9. Assistance, Kevin. You know, cars aren't designed to do that, to roll around. So, assist other agency, Corbett Road, car versus mailbox. Vehicle will need a tow. Finally, the mailboxes fight back, Russ. Finally.
The mailbox won.
Yeah.
That's some tough mailbox. Well, I think the guy down here, what is he on, Road 9 or whatever, but he built his into a brick structure.
Yeah, that ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, he's had enough of that.
Parking problem, Elkhorn Bar.
Uh-oh.
Driver warned for numerous parking violations. One guy.
He's parked by the jukebox.
At the Elkhorn. Oh, I mean, there's parking right there in front.
Not close enough.
And how many violations could you have? If you park upside down inside the bar, that's one. That's a violation. So,
it takes some skills to back into that spot.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they do have locks for your trampoline to keep the cows off of them. Well, I appreciate the Park County Sheriff's Office for today's Police Blotter report.